You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo, 102.7, 946 on the Rogers Digital Network.
Good morning, Waterloo Region. It is Monday, the 13th of July. We have a show full of music for you today, and hopefully some interviews with Lexicon and Story. Here's Lexicon, Didon Don.
Me a the Don, the number one champion. Me a the Don, the number one champion. Me a the Don, the number one champion. Me a the Don, the number one champion.
Them no one rate me till me come from Toronto. It really okay, me boast of them bankrupt. Give me a little time and watch me just pop, cause me a stage show and them just a prop. Hustling hard is all I do lately. Everyone around start acting flaky. No matter what they say, yeah, it won't faze me. Y'all be right, man, I feel good.
I'm gonna dry and bear like a cage at your kid. So come back when they get some seasoning in. Dripping in the sauce and that's an understatement. Smart one money cause I love them payments. Humidity is that I mean when I run it. What competition I mean, I compete with. Try to fill my shoes, but no, it just not fit. You're not in my lane, I'm in my own orbit.
Putting in work like my name is Saint Boat. Going so fast, I'm creating these boats. I am tectonic, the world is my place. Sound out my voice, it's such a shame.
March up the place as the kick of the kick drum. Comfy take cover like glue in your system. Jealousy lies, shit that I feed on. Played all my life, but I am the victim.
You must me, I'm about to cut your chat pure shit. I'm with the truth, but you can't handle it. You stay push a button cause you think that it's fun. But these hands with the E for everyone. Despite the liquor haters, me not carry no stress. Father God touch me, no semi blessed. When it come to music, it's no contest. Cause them a succeed while me a success.
Bad mind thing is a bad mind thing. All I only know was to me win. But me still is a rising king. And me out to order so you can't box me in. Backbiting, pure backbiting. Jealousy is a bad habit. Exit me life so fantastic. Uno want me life but you can't have it.
Me had it done the number one champion. 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 Champion, me had it done the number one champion. 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 Me had done when me step in at the building. In at the game, pick up, mash up the same thing. Try to me down, but no, you just can't win. Everybody know I only fire me bring. Me had done when me step in at the building. In at the game, pick up, mash up the same thing. Here them I come to try to take my spot.
Them my go light and me got the slingshot.
Me had done when me step in at the building. In at the game, pick up, mash up the same thing. Put in work, I know the pan a upswing.
So them call me Toronto.
Me a done when me step in at the building. In at the game, they come mash up the same thing. This is my dream, I know me not stop. Till me reach destiny, right at the top. Me a done the number one champion. Me a done the number one champion. Me a done the number one champion. Me a done the number one champion.
Me a done the number one champion. Me a done the number one champion. Me a done the number one champion. Me a done the number one champion.
Make it scream, mm-hmm. Up in Naya. Mm-hmm. Make it scream, mm-hmm. Up in Naya.
Mm-hmm.
Make it scream, mm-hmm. Up in Naya.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Make it scream,
mm-hmm. Hey.
Up in Naya.
Mm-hmm. You got a fatty fatty. You got a fatty fatty. You got a fatty. Confidence never low, so you shake up your big body. You got a fatty fatty. You got a fatty fatty. New level, so you fear nobody. So tonight, me I deal with the thing. Make it ball low, cause if you sing, bring out your body like phone ping ping. What buff and now we remember him. Make sure you ready for the angle lit. Me a number one song, and you want sample it. High and drunk up and me lit lit. Punch up a body, you can sit it. Hits I've been making, why y'all bitch a fake. And Caribbean blood strong, all the checks we be taking. All about my peer pocket, present elevator. Pop me DJ Khaled, sex key to my own success.
Make it scream, mm-hmm, up in Naya. Mm-hmm. Make it scream, mm-hmm, up in Naya.
Up in Naya.
Make it scream, mm-hmm, up in Naya. Mm-hmm. Make it scream, mm-hmm, up in Naya.
Mm-hmm. You got a fatty fatty.
Fatty.
You got a fatty fatty.
Fatty.
You got a fatty. Confidence never low, so you shake up your big body. You got a fatty fatty.
Fatty.
You got a fatty fatty.
Fatty.
You got a fatty. On a new level, so you fear nobody. Me cross any border, climb any wall. Every time your body did a call, did a right extra spice. That feeling mean on your life. That season get your heart right, middle of the night. Get your engine ready, cause we both fit a fight. Prime time when you slow wine. Use every muscle below your spine.
Make it scream, mm-hmm, up in Naya. Mm-hmm. Make it scream, mm-hmm,
up in Naya.
Mm-hmm. Make it scream, mm-hmm,
up in Naya.
Mm-hmm. Make it scream, mm-hmm,
up in Naya.
Mm-hmm.
got a fatty fatty. You got a fatty fatty. You got a fatty. Confidence never low, so you shake up your big body. You got a fatty fatty. You got a fatty fatty. So you fear nobody.
Up in there, make a scream. Up in there, make a scream. Up in there, make a scream. Up in there.
That's Lexicon from the album Bashment Trap House. That was Fatty Fatty. Before that, we heard D-Don Don. And we can actually hear Lexicon live because I've got him on the phone. Good morning, Lexicon.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. So,
good to be here.
What has been happening in the world of Afrobeats, reggae music, hip-hop? I heard you did a show on Saturday.
Oh, I was going to do a show, so I had to postpone it due to everything that's going on. But, you know, that's been the case for a lot of artists, so it's not unique to just me. But no, I feel as though... other than that, there's music in Afrobeats, and that's all that's still been coming out, you know, because, you know, there's still house streaming and people are still accessing things online. So I think the music is still reaching new audiences. People are at home now. A lot of time they have chances to check out different sounds. And, you know, I think it's been all right so far.
More time to listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I've heard a lot of people are doing online concerts. You know, they're just putting a webcam on and performing to Facebook, to YouTube, to Twitch, and other online things. Have you been participating in any of those events?
I have done. I've done some. I've done a live performance with Manifesto, and there was another organization that I did a live Instagram performance for. Mm-hmm. So I've done a few of them.
And how have they been going over? Are you able
I mean, they've been going pretty well on the audience side. I would say more on the artist side. I don't know if I'm a big fan, but...
Are you able to interact with the audience when you're doing that?
You can kind of interact with them because, you know, sometimes for IG you have comments, but it's just really not the same at all.
Not the same. And I guess there's not the rush of the sound of the audience coming back to sweep over you as you're performing. That's got to be a thrill all by itself that you don't get from an online performance.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, you're talking to yourself. It's weird. It's very weird.
We've actually got a COVID fest happening next week, Thursday, on July the 23rd. If you're willing, then we'd love to have a performance by Lexicon on our COVID fest as well. It's taking place from about noon till 4:30 on the 23rd. If you're interested, and any other artists who happen to be listening, get in touch with us, office at radiowaterloo.ca, and come join us for COVID Fest. You up to that?
That's a wrap?
On Thursday next week. It's
okay.
Yeah, it's something being put on by CKMSFM. So I'd love to hear new artists, Canadian artists, artists from across Southern Ontario, across Canada, actually, to come join us for that. You've got a new album out, Bashment Trap House.
Yes.
Yeah. How's that been received?
It's been going pretty well. Definitely had a lot of positive reactions for it, just to see what different people have been connecting to on the project. I've been really excited to put it together. I felt like it covered all the different aspects of kind of like myself and all the different things that I like to try all in one place. So I think it was a really good experience, and it's been really good so far.
Yeah, we've been airing that on and off through our CanCon programs, you know, since about January or so. I think we got the first notification in January. So you'll be getting a bit of airplay here in the Waterloo region.
Okay, I will take it. Thank you, Waterloo.
You're welcome. You have any favorites on the album? Anything that stands out as the single?
I do. Let's see. For me, my top three on that album is there's Superstar is one. Definitely one of my favorites. Also, Backbone Wall is also another one of my favorites. And Fatty Fatty as well, and Lonely.
Yeah. Yeah. Fatty Fatty has a good rhythm to it. In fact, the whole album is lyrical with you know, a lot of tunefulness to it. You listen to your standard hip-hop, and largely there's a backbeat and a quick hook, but there's no musical rhythm or musical riffs to it that you get in you know, traditional mainstream music. How come you're doing this differently from your average hip-hop artist?
I'd say mostly because of what I listen to. I don't just listen to like hip-hop. I listen to a lot of Afrobeats, a lot of dancehall, lots of UK sounds that are coming out of there as well. And because I wanted to do something a little bit different.
Yeah. Now, by doing something different, that kind of locks you out from the mainstream radio stations, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It kind of locks you out from a lot of different things. Yes.
Yeah. So I guess you have to take your creativity on the one hand and balance that with marketability on the other side.
Yep, it's definitely a balance, and trying to, because especially some people might see it as more dancehall than hip-hop, some people might see it as more hip-hop, and that means you can't really necessarily perform certain songs at a hip-hop showcase, or you might not be able to perform things at a different one, or so it really just depends. But I feel like just because performance-wise, it's usually pretty strong, I'm still able to slowly, you know, get into those places that you wouldn't initially be able to get into anyway. So I think it's just about keep pushing and you'll still get where you have to go.
Keep pushing and get where you get to go. Makes you a superstar, doesn't it? Let's have a quick listen to your track Superstar, your favorite off the album, right?
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to that and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Woof!
You a superstar when you catch up on the bar. You a superstar when you're loving all the car. You a superstar cause you know you is a 10. Let me say it again, let me say it again. You a superstar when you catch up on the bar. You a superstar when you're loving all the car. You a superstar cause you know you is a 10. And your body like Benz, and your body like Benz.
Heard you got a fatty fatty, I don't want to put it on me. Make me feel bad as I just get a new Ferrari. Me them a photocopy cause they want to be somebody. But it's all good cause me not watch nobody.
Anyway, back to you, it could be just us two. With your back on the wall in my room with the view. We don't need any lights, we are getting the mood right. Set it up good and ride on the bike.
Superstar. That's Lexicon from Toronto. Welcome to the show, Lexicon.
Superstar. Let's do it.
Yeah. That sounds very rich. Sounds like you've got kettle drums in there, the tin drums, the steel drums. What sort of instrumentation do you have that you're creating all the sound?
So usually I work with there's two or three producers that I work with that are also here in the city, and one that's in Edmonton, that I kind of tell them what I'm going for, kind of tell them the vibe and the vision that I have for the project, kind of tell them what kind of sometimes what sounds I want to be included, such as, you know, the steel pan, and then they come together, they create some stuff, I go back to listen to it, pick the ones that I like, maybe change a thing here or two, but it's a really collaborative process in getting it all together.
Yeah. And when you're performing on stage, Do these people come with you?
Only sometimes when they're also available, because, you know, producers also are doing their own stuff and they're working with other artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they do come to the show as well, and it's always, you know, great to have their energy and to, like, let people know who's, like, some of the people behind the music as well, so that they can have a better idea.
Yeah. So the thing that always gets me when I'm adding music to our digital music library, there's this field for genre. And I don't think you fit into any of the pre-designed ones. I mean, you're not strictly hip-hop. It's you're far too musical for that. The bio information says, you know, reggae, Afrobeat, dancehall. And to be perfectly honest, Afrobeat and dancehall music isn't something that I'm very familiar with. How would you characterize that?
Okay, I would say, Afrobeat usually has some elements of dancehall in it, but it comes more from there's like different sounds. There's like the UK Afrobeats and UK dancehall. Then you have like traditional dancehall from Jamaica, which is like comes from reggae.
Mm-hmm.
So reggae is the more slow. Usually it's more political. That people know about Marley, they all know about that. And then there's like a birth child of reggae as dancehall. It's a lot more fast paced. They played it a lot in places that are called dance hall, which are called kind of like parties in Jamaica.
And
the topics usually range similar to those of hip hop, but often they use a lot of patois in it, which is like the dialect in Jamaica.
Right.
So I have to
admit, Lexicon, that in about half the tracks, I really can't understand a word. It's not a dialect that I'm familiar with. I guess if you grew up there, if you're living there, you'll get used to it eventually. It's more like a foreign language than a dialect to me. To be honest.
Yeah, for some people it is like a whole different language. I think when you're just used to it and you're used to your parents speaking it and like your cousins and stuff, you just get used to hearing it. But like, yeah, definitely. I mean, some people still don't know what Sean Paul is saying in any of his songs, right? So.
True enough. You grew up in Jamaica, didn't you?
Yeah, so I grew up in Jamaica when I was young, and then I moved around to England and New York from there.
Oh, so you've got original UK influence in you.
Yeah, when I was younger, I spent a lot of time in Birmingham, so there was some time there, and then Brooklyn in New York, and now we're here in Toronto.
Okay, yeah. Is the UK still a hotbed of new music? I mean, back in the 60s, that was the place to be if you wanted to listen to new music. I mean, there was the Beatles and Pink Floyd and, Skiffle, which never actually made it to North America. Is the UK still on the forefront of new musical genres?
Oh, absolutely. The UK is definitely still on the forefront. I mean, there's a whole growing sound of New York drill, which is really just coming from the UK drill that they've been doing, that comes from grime that they've also been doing. So, I mean, the UK is definitely ahead and people are already taking notice and creating their own versions of it. I mean, it's a lot of the big stars that are happening right now are also from the UK. There's Dua Lipa, she's from the UK. Adele is also from the UK.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think the UK is definitely still an amazing trendsetter, whether people know it or not.
And does music travel the other way across the pond? Is there new music from North America that makes it to the UK and becomes popular there?
So there is. I mean, all the mainstream American, North American artists are just mainstream across the world usually. So that includes the UK. So anyone that we all know of that are like popular, like Drake, Tory Lanez, mm-hmm. all those people, they know about them in the UK, they love them in the UK, Rihanna, all the big major superstars. I would say it's not as, they also do a lot to protect their own kind of music. They have radio stations and different coverage that support their homegrown music there, so they have a really good system that kind of promotes the UK talent and the UK sound there. So they, while they're still influenced by some of the North American sounds, they still feel like they have a lot to keep their own sound.
Okay. I was afraid that with the internet being everywhere, all music would sort of blend together. You know, you'd have global music. You wouldn't have individual regional variations any longer.
No, I don't think that'll happen. I think it may have been more so in the mainstream sphere of things based on labels and what they want to fund and what they think is marketable and profitable, but not necessarily in just music creation. And there's always going to be people that want to experiment and change things. So I don't think that'll become a universal thing.
Okay, that's a good thing, because we want the variety in the music. You know, that's one of the things that community radio is all about, that we have the genres of music that isn't being played in the mainstream, that isn't necessarily being pushed by the big labels. It's to give the small labels, the independents, the indie music, a voice in the community here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's have another track. Any preferences here?
Why don't we play Lucky Lucky?
Okay, we'll have a quick listen to Lucky Lucky. We'll be back with Lexicon. Lexicon from Toronto in just a few minutes.
All the facts on the track, facts on the track, facts on the track.
Lucky by Lexicon. Have Lexicon on the line?
Yes.
Nice lyrical music. I find that the music that you've been playing on Bashment Trap House isn't your typical hip-hop. A lot of hip-hop is angry music, and that's not the case with the music that you've been playing on Bashment Trap House.
Yeah, no, I mean, different people have their own experiences. I mean, I just don't come from that kind of experience where I'm expressing any type of frustration or anger in my music, because I more use mine for, it's more kind of uplifting, kind of reflective, because I feel like that's more what suits me and like how I feel and how I interpret everything. So, yeah.
Yeah. You have a new single out.
Yes, there is a new single coming out. Actually, it's not out until Friday, so this is an exclusive.
Yeah. I feel very privileged to be able to premiere this on CKMS FM.
So it is called I Don't Deserve You, up my upcoming EP that's coming this summer in August. And yeah, it was just more a reflection on those people that you have in your life that really just treat you exactly how you should be treated. And that's not just always the case with everyone that you meet. So it's just really sometimes you feel as though you may not deserve all the love and the care and the attention that they give you, even though it's something that we all need. So this was just kind of that. Yeah.
So when you're saying I don't deserve you, this is a bit of false modesty perhaps on the person singing the music, because what they're receiving is better than what they expected, as opposed to being badly treated.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So shall we have a listen to that then? I Don't Deserve You by Lexicon. Thank you, Lexicon, for joining us today. It's been wonderful having you on the show. And
no, thanks for having me.
When the EP comes out, I hope that we'll get an advanced copy from you, and then be able to play that and have you back on the show to talk about the EP.
Yes, I'm sure Ola will send all of it.
We'll have information about how to get in touch with Lexicon or how to listen to Lexicon's music on our show notes. You can listen to or view it on the internet, radiowaterloo.ca/ccc. I have all the show notes up there, probably by about this afternoon, maybe a little bit later on today. This is
Perfect.
I Don't Deserve You from Lexicon. Thanks again, Lexicon. Good to have you
on
the show.
Thank you.
Lexicon and his new single, I Don't Deserve You. But the lyrics point out that we do deserve all the love and affection that comes our way. We have COVID Fest coming up in a week or so on
July the 23rd, starting at noon. We're inviting artists from across Canada and Ontario to participate. So far, we've got the Gandharvas, who are making a comeback, Christian Kasperson, Wasting Space, local band, The Smile Case, True North Tribute, Eddie Cabral, whom I've heard sing live on stage, local bands Wax Mannequin, Audio Boffins, the collective called Robot Apocalypse, and new music, I think, from All Weather Haulage, and our very own Piano on the Patio is participating as well. If you want to become involved with our celebration, please contact office at Radio Waterloo. And DJ Rob Steele, who's organizing the event, and Jennifer Strong, who's also the executive producer for CKMS Community Connections, are both organizing the event. They'll get back to you and tell you how you can participate on our COVID Fest celebration on Thursday the 23rd. Special mentions to Amity Operations and Sam Hill Audio, I believe, are providing some prizes and merchandise to possibly listeners and possibly participants. I'm not entirely sure how that works, but tune in to COVID Fest on Thursday the 23rd and you'll find out all about that. Coming up next, we have Story. We're listening right now to Up from the CH3 The Come Up album. We'll be talking to Story in just a few minutes.
But you know the truth is you need to move up, 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 move on up. And calls, Cuban cigars, women all around. Still you climb, chasing time, afraid of falling down. What is life? What is right? When will you see? You had it all, you had more when you were just be. But how?
Story with Up from the Come Up album that was released a little while ago. We've got Story on the phone. Good morning and welcome to CKMS Community Connections.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you on the show as well. Just spoke to Lexicon. It's just a show full of local Canadian talent today.
Amazing.
Yeah. The Come Up album. It's been released for a while. You've had your music on our digital library for, oh, I don't know, 5-6 months now?
Mm-hmm.
It's an album full of music with social justice ideas in it. What's the backstory to it? What caused this album to become?
Well, I've lived a pretty extraordinary life, I would say, and basically the synopsis of the album is a woman trying to leave the sex industry, which she was coerced into in the first place, and get into the music industry, only to realize that both are equally misogynistic and problematic.
Mm-hmm.
She grapples with her relationship with her friends, her family, her career, and with money. And that woman is me. It's from my own personal life.
So you've experienced all the things that are sung about on the album.
Exactly.
It's pretty intense. You know, I've been listening to this for the last week or so, and boy, that's a lot of stuff to unpack.
Yeah, it is. I'm still unpacking.
Yeah.
You know, I've written hundreds of songs. As you know, my debut album is called Chapter 3. Mm-hmm. I have written a Chapter 1 and a Chapter 2 and more, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so, have you released that music?
No.
Too personal?
No, they're all in the song form. Like, they're mm-hmm. not fully produced out yet. But I felt like putting out Chapter 3 first because it was where I was at that very moment.
Mm-hmm. And so that's the one that's the album that's autobiographical and current events for you. This is recent things that have happened to you, or is this long ago in the past?
Well, I mean, Chapter 3 is kind of where I'm at now, in the sense of like grappling, like having one foot in the sex industry, one foot in the music industry, not quite having, you know, made it yet, you know, and dealing with all of my past and dealing with all of the misogyny. And that's definitely not in my past. It's still a current struggle.
You'd think that this is the 20th century. I thought we were beyond all that.
I'd like to say that, but you know, we also thought we were better than the kind of racism that we've been experiencing in North America. And the fact is that it's still going on. So, and misogyny is still going on, and, you know, sex workers are not seen as human beings either.
It's not considered legitimate work at all. No.
I can't put it on my resume.
No.
So we do have a lot of work to do as a community.
Yeah. Have you found that the album that you've released is accepted by radio stations? I mean, here we are, community radio. We're in the position of wanting to promote independent artists, to identify the things that are wrong with society and hopefully take some steps to fixing them. So community radio is definitely the place for an album like Chapter 3. Have you found that it's been accepted on other radio stations and in mainstream music circles?
Not hugely. I would say I've had some pretty great support with CBC. But as far as like, you know, like those main radio, commercial radio stations, no. And I don't know if it's like the content. I don't know if it's, you know, sonically, it's not as current sounding as all the other cool, trendy stuff that's out.
Because
there's a lot of live instrumentation, right?
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about that at some point, you know. What I think we should do is have a listen to another track from Chapter 3, and then we can talk about the instrumentation, because it is a lush-sounding album. It's
thank you.
Wonderful sound, intense lyrics. So I think what I'll do is I'll play Suburban Bitches, which mm-hmm. is definitely commentary on society today. Have a listen to that. This is Suburban Bitches by Story.
Organic food, organic shoes, is organic cocaine with a side of booze. Give $5 to charity, then buy a Louis V. You deserve the treat too. Got no plans and no slang yet on the gram. You pretend to defend some moral stance. Got implants and name brands and fake friends. Then do yoga like it's some kind of trend. And you think you got all the manners. That's why you should get all the glamour. And you got it all, yet you want more. Suburb ambition, have you got no life? Suburb ambition, how can we see eye to eye? 9 to 5, stay at home wife, you take out the recycling and drive by in your Prius. Then you shove it in my face, you shove it in my face. Like you got something to say, do you got something to say? Bitch, please, say something to me. Bitch, please, try me. Scared of the grind, all those slangs and rappers. All you do is wine and cheese and crackers. Scared to post a photo or your man at the go-go. We scared about the popo, even the ones that's Coco. On high horses, bout high and never had divorces. Got a war against abortion, then take a picture with some orphans. Pay all your taxes and complain about taxis, tax brackets, and refugees who consume a fraction, and peeps are starving in the streets. Shield your kids' eyes from some madness. Instead, give them some toy weapon. Grand Theft Auto's got great lessons, you know.
Killing prostitutes.
Ain't that bizarre? It's make love, not war. Betrays you and finally gives me a raise by trying to shove it in my face. He shoved it in my face. Then you got something to say, like I'm the one to blame, bitch, please. We've internalized misogyny. Hashtag me too.
Hashtag me too. When the song starts out, I envision June Cleaver, and then you tell us about organic cocaine, and you know, sort of shatters the image that I had of the start of the song.
Yeah. I wanted it to be ironic. I think a lot of my music, I try to make, to put a little bit of humor into it, because it is quite dark, you know, the content is very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I try to introduce a bit of humor, sarcasm.
Yeah. And you, it certainly is music that requires thinking about. It's not music that, you know, you can, listen to, dance to. It's music with a message and music that's trying to change the world.
And yeah, thank you. I mean, I really hope that that's, I'm glad that that's what's translating, because that's my intention.
Yeah. But there's, I have a bit of a disconnect, because the lyrics are powerful, but the music is wonderful and sweeping. And I think if you were to release instrumental versions of this, you know, this would be played on, you know, all the easy listening stations.
Mm.
So, where does your instrumentation come from? Do you have a full orchestra back there someplace?
I wish. No. So I work with primarily one of my best friends, and Tom. He is a university professor in music. He's a classical pianist, just a brilliant, brilliant man. And we work and we write together. I do all of the lyrics and melodies, and he does all the chords, and then we arrange it together, and we produce the whole album together. And we decided that we wanted to make a really timeless record. You know, we didn't want to have too many electronic sounds that would give away the, you know, put a time stamp on the music.
Right.
So we decided to go with a live band, and I hired a couple of my friends, Ronnie, Frank, and Julian. They played on the record as drum, guitar, and bass. And then I also had my brother, who joined in for a couple songs with two of his friends to do the brass section for two of the songs.
Okay.
And then once we got the bedding of the music, so the three of us, well, we went into the studio. We only had 3 days. I could only afford 3 days for the whole album. So I actually recorded the whole record in 3 days and produced it out in that time. And then
wow.
I took those home. We kind of sorted through whatever we had. And then I just kind of added with Tom. We went through it and we were like, okay, we want to add a pad of strings here. We want to add, you know, a sprinkle of a synth here. We want to do this, you know. And we just did what we could with what we had because, you know, I didn't have the means necessary to have the full orchestra that I wanted or to have the, you know, the digital library with all the, like, drum sounds and things like that to add different sort of textures to it that I would have liked. But mm-hmm. I did the most with what I had, and this is what kind of came out. And I'm quite proud of it, so I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I am. It's wonderful music. It's. Do you perform this in live venues? I mean, not at the moment, I wouldn't think, with the COVID pandemic being on and all. But are there live performances of the music?
Yeah. So, on the album release date, actually, we did a big show in Toronto, and it was the full band who had played on the record. And we took that show as well to Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stripped it down to just piano and voice. And we took that. Me and Tom went on tour in the northeastern states. And then when we got back, we were going to be headed to the Junos to perform out there. Yeah. And we had quite a few festivals lined up, like Jazz Festival and Canada Music Week and all that stuff. But... you know,
everything
the world
apart.
Got canceled.
Yeah. Have you been doing any?
But we're doing a lot of live online stuff.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I was hoping to ask you about that. We've got a live on-air event next week, Thursday, on the 23rd, called COVID Fest. If you're interested
in
that, we would love to have you on the show as well.
And that'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, keep me posted on the details.
I will send you the details, which you can also see online on our website, radiowaterloo.ca. And right on the very top there is the COVID Fest banner. And get all the information there. But I'll send it to you because I really want you there.
Cool.
You're not just limited to playing music, though. You've got your creative paddle into all sorts of waters. You've been making films.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made a clay animation short
mm-hmm.
for the song Up, and it was my first time doing clay animation, my first time really, you know, doing stop motion, directing, editing, all that stuff. I had done some music videos before that. I did the video for A Lost Find, But yeah, this was a completely different venture, and it actually got into quite a few film festivals and counting. Like, I think about 10 film festivals right now. I just got accepted to the Toronto Liftoff Festival, and it's won a couple awards as well. And I'm pretty proud of that, because I feel like it really embodies who I am as an artist, because, you know, me and my two friends, Charlotte and Roland, they helped me make this over 4 months. And all of us had never done this before, and we created all of the pieces. So it was a testament to, like, my artistic self, like, because I also paint.
Mm-hmm.
And it also was film, you know, it was storytelling, and it was me singing and the writing of my song. So, like, the fact that I did all the facets of it is what I'm really proud of. It just kind of showed who I was as an artist in one piece.
Yeah. Yeah, pencils don't go where I push them. I have not an artistic bone in my body, so I really appreciate it when someone like you comes along and just overflows with talent.
Thank you. I think everyone's artistic, though, in their own way.
Well, perhaps. It's nice to have somebody with the chops to be able to make, you know, professional recordings, professional films, and something that we can air on the radio. Off the album, are you? Is there any particular track off the album that you find appeals to you more than any other?
A Lost Find for me has always been my favorite song off the album, and I think it had to do with the fact of how it was written. It basically wrote itself. It was so organic, and when me and Tom were jamming at the piano, just kind of like I put my voice memo recording on, you know, and I just he started playing, I started singing, and by the end of it, you know, there's a big long-held note at the end of the song, and so I had sang that note, and exactly how it was. And by the end of it, I was in tears. I was bawling. And we looked at the phone to make sure it was still recording after it was done, because we were like, oh, my God, that was magical. And we basically just had to, like, relearn the song that we had just written and made up on the spot. Even the lyrics were made up on the spot. I think there was only, like, two or three lines that I had to, that I was kind of mumbling, that I had to kind of fix and add some lyrics to. But it basically wrote itself, and I think that, I don't know, it's powerful, because it made me feel like art and artists are like antennae. They're not really, like art comes through us if we tap into it, and it doesn't really necessarily come from us and our brains, in a sense, if that makes any sense.
I think I understand where you're coming from. You've also got something new. Something post-album.
Yeah.
A new track called For No One.
Yes.
Yeah. Any background information on that? We received it from Ola Mazuka from Outside Recess only about, a week ago or so. It's a new track for us.
Yeah. It's a very interesting thing for an artist to already be releasing new music, and I just kind of released my first album in February. But essentially, not even 30 days after I released my first album, you know, I was on a roll, I had been on tour, I was going to the Junos, and then the world shut down.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't sit here and not do anything. So I decided that I was going to create a project, and For No One is the first single off that project. The video is actually coming out tomorrow, so everyone can check out on my YouTube channel when it comes out. I haven't announced it yet, so I should have. But yeah, you're the first to know.
All right.
People can find me on YouTube. My YouTube channel is just Story with two R's, so Story.
Mm-hmm.
And And yeah, it's going to be a visual album, this whole record. It's a very short record. But it was inspired by this quarantine and this time of reflection. And so all of the songs are really just a reflection of what I was going through and what I was thinking about during this time. And For No One is my first real love song, that I've put out. And, I put it out for Pride Month, to celebrate Pride Month. I have just recently discovered that I identify as pansexual.
Mm-hmm.
And, celebrating the fluidity of love in all its forms.
So let's have a listen to For No One, a love song by Story. You're on CKMS Community Connection. Story, thank you very, very much for coming on the show for us. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
It's been wonderful. So we'll have the show notes up hopefully by the end of today, definitely by tomorrow, with all the links to the various sites that Story is on, including the YouTube channel, which will have the new video released tomorrow, you say?
Yes.
Okay. This is For No One by Story. For No One, a love story for everyone, straight, gay, the whole pansexual spectrum. You've been listening to CKMS Community Connections. CKMS Community Connections is a production of Radio Waterloo. The executive producer is Jennifer Strong. Associate producers are Dylan Bravener, Jeff Steger, and Jordan Dorans. My name is Bob Jonkman. CKMS Community Connections airs on Mondays from 11 till noon, and again on Fridays from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Listening now to Patrick Wade from his Inglaterra album, Winnipeg.